Okay. Are you ready to open your presents?
No, thanks.
That would never happen.
I'll open them.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way.
Are you opening your heart to God and receiving the good things He has for you? Today, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons explain how God sees you as His heir to His fortune. Join in as they reveal what belongs to you now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is here with the good news of abundance, blessing, increase, no lack.
No lack.
Oh, man.
Redeemed from the curse.
Redeemed from the curse.
Praise God.
We're all ears. And it's, even if you know it, you need to feed on it.
That's right.
To keep it moving. Keep your faith strong in it. Glory to God.
Keep feeding on it. I remember Keith Moore years ago talked about this. You know, he led healing school for Brother Hagin. Mm-hmm. And he would not only teach healing school, but he would watch Brother Hagin's healing videos.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he found himself healed.
Praise God.
And he thought to himself, that'll work for prosperity too.
That's right.
So he started doing that. So you keep feeding on the Word of God.
Prosperity, some people get all bent out of shape over the prosperity message.
Oh, yeah.
But it's in the Bible. And it's part of the redemption from the curse of poverty.
Yes.
We're redeemed from the curse of poverty. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And I don't know, we were broke. We were, as somebody said, so poor they couldn't pay attention. And we heard about getting out, we heard about prosperity, that we were redeemed from the curse.
Yes.
And we saw the first thing we did was go after paying our, getting out of debt.
Right, right.
And Ken was in debt when I married him. So we got out of debt. It took us 11.
He had debt on his tricycle?
I think he must have had debt on his tricycle. But at any rate, it took us 11 months to get out of debt. Was it worth it? Absolutely. Man, God helped us. Because why? We've been redeemed from the curse of lack. And if you're going to stay in debt, you're going to pay for something two or three times.
That's right.
And
that's right.
It's just better to just pay
Terry
cash.
Terry and I bought our last house with cash, and then we renovated it. And it took 5 years to renovate it, believing God for the cash all the way along.
Now, how long would it take to pay it off if you had done it all?
30 years. We'd be paying it over and over again.
I rest my case. There you have it.
She rests her case.
That's
Gloria,
the truth.
It is the truth. And we need to, and this is what we're talking about on the broadcast these 2 weeks, we need to develop a mentality, a mindset that we are heirs of God and heirs to God's fortune.
Amen.
And it's available to us.
That's right.
It's ours.
That's right.
And so many believers do not know that. They don't realize it, and they're fighting it tooth and nail. I am an heir of God.
Amen. Think of the people that have gotten all bent out of shape over the prosperity message being preached.
Yeah.
Well, they're still just struggling along, doing the best they can do, and we're living in the blessing.
Well, I like what you said. Don't be mad at me because I'm wealthy.
That's right.
I inherited it.
That's right. It's an inheritance. I like that too, George.
So what we're talking about in this study, and these outlines are available to you on kcm.org. All they have to do is go to the website, look for the picture of Glory and me, click onto it. It'll take you over to the outlines, and you can download all of these outlines plus the extra material that we have provided. I put an article by you, an article by Kenneth, an article by me. All of this is available to you absolutely free.
Amen.
So we want to make that. We've so far on the series that we've done on prosperity, 130, this is day 132.
Wow.
We have had you all download 335,000 of these outlines.
Awesome. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And you would be honored if the pastors would preach it.
Preach it.
They want to.
Preach it. Print it.
Glory to God.
Give it to whoever you want to.
Hallelujah.
The purpose of our study is threefold: to renew our minds and to see ourselves as heirs of God. That's the first point. Second one is to discover what exactly is included in your inheritance.
Yeah.
I know that's important. I know it's important at the reading of a will. When people are all gathered together, they want to know what's in that will.
That's right.
And then the third point, we'll get to this later on next week, we're going to be talking about how to learn how to take that inheritance.
Amen.
How do we receive it? We talked yesterday about a man that was frozen under a railway, died in abject poverty, and did not realize that he was heir to a $300 million fortune. Went through his life, didn't know, a pauper, and didn't realize and did not know that he was an heir of God. Well, how many Christians do that?
Yeah, oh, a lot. You know, Ken and I, we didn't, I married Kenneth in his notes.
Oh, yeah.
And
And
that was just a way of life, you know. If you were going to get a car, you'd borrow money for it. If you were going to get a suit, you'd charge it. But we had heard Brother Hagin, and we knew that we were supposed to do what the Word says. We were just real new, but we'd gotten that message. So one day, most of you heard me tell this before, but one day I was just reading, doing my daily reading, and I came across that scripture that says, keep out of debt.
Romans 13:8.
I think that's
8.
The Amplified
that's
version.
It.
Keep out of debt.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, we're sunk. How will we ever have a house?
That's right.
How will we ever have a car? You borrowed money for everything. You charged your clothes, you know, everything and that was like before MasterCard. There wasn't much American Express or anything like that.
Right.
You had an account at the department store in the old days. And I thought, what will we do? What will we do? But we said, okay, we're going to do whatever we see in the Word. So we said, we're not going to borrow any more money. We're going to get out of debt, and we're not even going to think about the future we're just going to do that one step at a time. And within 11 months, we were out of debt. We paid off every debt. And I don't know from there, I don't know how it went, but you know, we lack for nothing.
That's right. You never borrowed.
No, we
never borrowed again.
And it was just an awesome thing. We'd still be in debt, only it'd probably be about $300,000 by now, you know?
Well, just on this building, the main building that we have here, had we borrowed the money to build that building, we'd still be paying on it right now. How many times over? Oh.
Was it worth exercising faith for?
It was. Absolutely. You know, Kenneth has said this. He said, borrowing is a replacement covenant. It's going to the world instead of going to God.
You have to make a covenant to borrow. If you
really
go to the bank,
you
got to sign some papers.
And it's the umbilical cord, he says, to the Babylonian system. It's the umbilical cord to that system. And being able to walk debt-free and having the awareness that I am an heir of God.
Yeah. And that makes all things possible.
It does.
You don't have to look at your bank account and
see,
do I have enough money? You've got enough faith.
It lifts you.
If you've been feeding on the Word of God, and you're saying the right words,
yes.
The faith is there, ready to come out.
That's right.
To pay for the car, to pay the house. You just have to yield to it.
Developing an heir of God mentality.
Amen.
It'll lift you up.
It will make all things possible.
It will. It will. Let's take a look at Galatians.
And it comes in the blessing with no curse.
Oh, that's good.
When you believe God.
The blessing maketh rich.
Yeah.
He adds
no sorrow.
Or
you could say no curse.
No curse to it.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
I like that.
Let's take a look at Galatians chapter 4. And in this session today, we're just going to simply be talking about we are heirs of God. And you need to make a determined decision today that you call yourself an heir of God. Gloria, say this after me. I am.
Right now.
Oh, sorry.
I am.
What you working on there, Gloria?
I'm taking a note.
Okay. Say, so I am. An heir of God.
An heir of God.
And you know, tomorrow we're going to be talking about being joint heirs.
Amen. That's exactly Jesus. Right. Hallelujah.
But I'm an heir of God. You say that out loud. I am an heir of God.
Hallelujah.
Does something on the inside. Take a look at this in Galatians 4:4. It says, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, you are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Glory to God. That's good, George.
You said this, Gloria, and this really was the inspiration for these 2 weeks. It was an article that you wrote in a April 1996 edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory.
96.
And one of the things that Gloria said was, I became heir to a fortune more than 40 years ago in Little Rock, Arkansas, when I gave my life to Jesus. Mm-hmm. At that moment, I was born again into the richest family ever known.
That's the truth.
I was born into the royal family that owns and operates the universe. I received an inheritance so vast, it will take me all of eternity to fully comprehend it.
You know, most of the partners have heard me say this, but there's probably some new people out there. When I hear that, I think about where I was that day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's indelible in my thinking.
Yes.
We had rented leased a house, a little house in a nice area.
Right.
And we didn't have anything to put in it. We didn't have any furniture. But we could make the payments on the house. So we're going to get all this furniture and stuff. You know how that is. And I was praying that day. And I had seen, and reading my Bible, and I had seen, we'd already said we're going to stay out of debt.
Yeah.
We knew. I mean, no, we'd already said we're going to do what the Word says.
Right.
That's how far we were.
Right, right.
We'd learned that. And so then I'm just minding my own business, reading the Amplified Bible one day in that little house in Tulsa, rent house. And I saw the scripture, keep out of debt. I think that's what the Amplified says, keep out of debt,
yeah,
stay out of debt.
Stay out of debt.
And I thought, bummer. How would you get anything? You know, that was just the way of life.
Yeah.
And it still is for a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
But back there then, it was the way of life for most people. You charge things at the individual stores instead of having a MasterCard, you know.
Right.
And that was what came to me. But I'd already made the commitment to that I'll do whatever I see in the Word of God. And instead of tying me up, it turned me loose. All things became possible.
That's good, Gloria.
Instead of tying me up, it turned me loose. Yes, I like that. I've never said that before. Write that
I'm
down.
I'm writing it down.
But it's true.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it at the time, but I was obeying God and what I saw in the Word. And so from there on, when we needed anything, big, huge, little, we believed God. And it wasn't overnight.
Yeah.
But when
yeah.
you buy a house on credit, it takes about 40 years
it
to pay it off.
It does take
It's
that.
Not overnight either.
That's right.
But this way, if you'll just hang in there and do what the Word says and don't let be and be patient, let patience have her perfect work, you can do anything financially
and what
or
happened,
in any other way.
What happened to you that day that you discovered that scripture? You began to develop that mentality that you were an heir of God.
Yeah, I stood up.
And that God would provide you with that house or whatever, the airplanes that were needed for this ministry, whatever.
Oh, heck, I wasn't thinking about airplanes. I was thinking about a refrigerator.
Well, yeah.
You know, I didn't have a refrigerator.
Yep.
Food on the back porch when it was cold. I mean, it's just awesome. But the deal is just what you say, that whatever it is.
Yes.
God can do it.
He can do it.
If you'll give Him faith to work with.
Because we are heirs of God.
That's
an
right.
heir is one who receives an inheritance by right of birth.
Something belongs to us.
Something.
Come heirs.
Something belongs to them. And I read this scripture, Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And last year at the Believers' Convention, Jesse Duplantis, I mean, all the speakers just stir me up. Mm-hmm. But Jesse got on there and he started talking about his daughter and his granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And he said, my daughter and granddaughter will be taken care of for the rest of their lives simply by right of birth.
They're heirs.
They're heirs.
Amen.
And Gloria, that just really, that got me thinking about this. That got me started developing once again that heir mentality, yeah. Being an heir of God. And Jesse, who is a human being, saying, my daughter and my granddaughter, yeah. I am building and amassing a fortune for the two of them. That's exactly the way the Father sees us.
Well, think about the blessing and the curse. The blessing, Abraham got the blessing, and he was to pass that blessing down.
Yes, yes.
And that blessing that wasn't just words, it was substance.
It was substance.
Everything good.
Yes.
And then the next generation was to pass it down.
Yep.
And that's what the blessing is.
That's what the blessing is.
I mean, our children shouldn't have to start over in poverty like we did.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
We know about the blessing.
We know. We
now
do
that,
know.
That irks a lot of people. But it's because you haven't tried it, because you'd like it.
And it's part of my inheritance.
It belongs to us.
It belongs to us.
It's the blessing. You know, in Deuteronomy 28, if you've never studied it, you can come up with a lot of insight.
Right.
He says, if you'll do these things, you'll be essentially, this is a short version, you do these things and you'll be blessed. And he gives all the blessings,
yeah.
Blessings
yeah.
in the city, blessings in the field, blessing here. If you don't do these things, if you don't obey the word of God, the curse is out there. See,
That's
the
right.
curse is
That's
there.
Right.
I mean, we were under the curse when we found out about the blessing. But the blessing got us out from under the
Praise
curse.
God.
And because of increase and
yes.
healing, not just money, but health. Increase.
It's all part of that inheritance.
That's right. It belongs to it.
Gloria,
in Christ Jesus, if
in
you've
Christ
made
Jesus
the Lord of your life.
I was watching, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because,
yeah.
I'm going to repeat this again, the reason it's available to all of us if
yeah.
we're in Christ Jesus is because Jesus himself took the curse and redeemed us from the curse.
That's right.
So that we could live under the blessing. In the Old Testament, there's the blessing, there's the curse, and the blessing, but it's not spiritual blessing.
Yep.
It's material. But in the New Testament, the curse is still working, but the blessing belongs to us
the
because Jesus himself
yeah.
took the curse.
You said something in that article that I read. You said, I was born into the royal family that owns and operates the universe.
That's right.
So I want you to look at, in the last few moments of our broadcast, look at 1 Peter chapter 1. We are heirs by birth.
Yes.
In the same way that George Pearsons and Elaine Pearsons were the heirs of the Horace and Chessie Pearsons, that's estate, that
yes.
was my parents.
Passed to you.
That was passed to us in the same way that the George and Terry Pearson's estate.
Did you work for that?
I really didn't.
Who did work for that?
My mother and father.
Okay. Did we work for the blessing?
No, ma'am.
Who did work for the blessing?
That was Jesus.
Jesus. He took the curse.
He took the curse. Oh, you're so good.
We could live in the
really
blessing.
Good.
Glory to God.
Praise God. And it's we enter our inheritance simply by birth. I was thinking about Prince William and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And last year they had a baby. And I was so excited about this. They
that
named him
sweet.
After me.
Yeah. Yes, yes, they did. George.
Prince George. But well. I was looking at the news coverage of Prince George and looking at him on the picture on the cover of People magazine and all these
mm-hmm.
magazines, you know. And I thought to myself, there's going to be a day that child wakes up and goes, wow.
Yeah.
Look, and I'm heir. That child is heir to the throne. But then you said, I was born into the royal family.
That's right. That's right. We were born again.
The royal family.
The family of the Father.
And it says in 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy, mm-hmm. has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead to an inheritance.
Oh, hallelujah.
Incorruptible.
Incorruptible.
Undefiled.
Undefiled.
That does not fade away, and it's reserved in heaven for us.
Glory to God.
It's ours.
It is ours.
We are heirs of God.
Praise God.
And we became heirs by royal birth.
Still in the earth, we became heirs.
Yes. Yes.
And it only gets better from here. Hallelujah.
The Amplified Bible of that says...
You know, we've just... even if you're very prosperous in the earth, you've just begun to touch prosperity.
Just scratch
your driveway's not gold yet.
No, that's right.
And your house might mansion, but we're there.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Amplified.
And it just gets better when we leave.
We just keep going higher and higher.
The inheritance is manifest.
Amplified Bible, it says, we were born anew into an inheritance which is beyond the reach of change.
Yes, amen.
The NIV, He's given us new birth into an inheritance.
Amen.
And I'll just finish it up with this last statement. In Christ Jesus, we are heirs to the vast fortune of our loving Heavenly Father simply by being born.
I want to start with that again tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I got something on it.
Oh, good.
George and I will be right back.
Rick has done an in-depth study of what happened in that time leading up to and including the Garden of Gethsemane all the way through the resurrection.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.
As we discuss,
a person's last will and testament reveals all that will be received from a loved one's life work.
That includes approximately $500 million in cash, 600,000 AAA rated bonds.
Do you realize that you are an heir to a fortune? As a child of God, you have a royal birthright, a place in a family that owns and operates the universe. You are a joint heir to a great inheritance through Christ Jesus. The Heirs of God package is a timely teaching series on DVD or CD accompanied by study notes of each session by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons. 10 messages that will open your eyes to all God has provided for you.
All I need you to do is sign here.
Don't leave your inheritance on the table. Receive your full benefits that Jesus paid the price for you to have. Understand God's will and your part in His plan. See yourself as God sees you. Receive your full inheritance today. Discover your royal birthright as a child of God. Order the Heirs of God package at kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. Available now for £15. You'll receive the 10-day teaching series taught by Gloria Copeland and George Pearsons on DVD or CD, along with the study notes for each day. For more resources, go to kcm.org.uk.
This week we're talking about our inheritance, receiving what belongs to us. It's already been established. It's ours. Christ Jesus redeemed us from the curse of poverty, the curse of sickness, all the whole curse. And all we have to do is receive it, stand on it, but you have to find out about it. How do you do that? In the Word of God, it tells you what belongs to you. That's why it's so important and vital that you get into the Word. Don't just take the pastor's word for it, although his word's good, but you need to put it in your eyes and in your ears and put it in your mouth. That's what changes your situation, mm-hmm. is when you get it in the eyes and in the heart, and then you say it with your mouth. Hallelujah. God has provided for us blessing instead of cursing. Hallelujah. We've been redeemed from the curse. And we have something special to give you. This is Ken's small book called Receive as a Child and Live Like a King. Don't you like that?
That's good.
And I found out that's exactly a good way to say it.
That's
when
right.
you make yourself obedient to the Word of God and you do what it says, you learn what belongs to you and you receive it.
Yep.
You put it in your eyes and your ears. It comes out, gets in your heart. It comes out your mouth, faith. So this will help you get started knowing and receiving your inheritance. If you'd like it, it's free. Just let us know. If you want to walk by faith and if you want to live in the supernatural, you have to spend time in the Word of God. You have to spend time putting the Word in your eyes and your ears and sustaining your faith. You can't live successfully on last year's faith. You continue to do that. We read the Word, George and I and all of our group, our family. Mm-hmm. We know we must spend time in the Word every day if we want to live in the blessing every day. So it's time to take action and take hold of your full inheritance. If you'd like to have this book, it's free. Receive as a child, live like a king, request yours today. Go to kcm.org. Let us know you want it. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for everybody listening.
Yes, Lord.
We believe with them for the blessing to be manifest in their lives in Jesus' name. Prosperity, increase, abundance, come.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ken and I want to invite you to come to the Believers Convention, Southwest Believers Convention. It's our hometown meeting. It is always an awesome meeting. We've got just our favorite speakers there and your favorite speakers from June the 30th through July the 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. If you want to change, make a change. 6 days and nights in the Word of God will fix whatever is trying to hold you back in Jesus' name. I've been to every one of them. I know what I'm talking about. Come expecting to hear from God. For more information, go to kcm.org. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org, or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free book, Receive as a Child, Live Like a King by Kenneth Copeland. Take ownership of what God has already given you. For faster processing, go to kcm.org/TV special, available as a mini book or download. For the mini book, one per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.
God has a plan that is absolutely over the top. He has a plan for you. You're smarter than you know you are. You're stronger than you know you are. You're quicker than you know you are. You're richer than you ever dreamed you are.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Orlando Faith Encounter, Championsgate, Florida, April 18th through 19th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwos Coliseum. The 2014 Southwest Believers Convention, June 30th through July 5th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.